The dreaded return to the old days of the Taliban isn't a hypothetical threat. The Taliban routinely stage attacks all over Afghanistan, killing scores of people. The world's Nina Porizuki remembers now one businessman in the capital, Kabul, who went to great lengths to protect his customers from all the violence.
It takes a lot to shake up those living and working in Kabul, Afghanistan. But at the beginning of the year, an attack on a popular expat restaurant in town did just that.
A Taliban suicide squad has killed 21 people at a restaurant in Kabul in the deadliest attack on foreign civilians since...
One of those 21 people killed inside that restaurant was the owner of the restaurant, Kamal Hamade.
What I remember of my brother Kamal is that he had a strong personality, and to this day I have not been able to beat him in backgammon.
Zuhair Hamade is a physician who's practiced in Massachusetts for more than 30 years. He and his five other brothers, there are seven Hamadi brothers total, learned of their brother Kamal's death from news reports.
I heard about it from my brother, who's in Florida, who had seen it online. It was very distressing the first several hours because we all knew that the restaurant was attacked, but we had no idea whether he had survived or not.
A suicide bomber and two gunmen attacked the restaurant. Hamadi was there, as he always was.
People also expressing grief for the owner of the restaurant, who was a well-known Lebanese businessman in town. He was very much so a loved figure because his restaurant was...
And one thing he was known for is his chocolate cake. He would bake it himself.
And he often sent complimentary slices of cake to customers at the end of their meals. That was a small part of what made his restaurant, the Taverna du Liban, an oasis in Kabul. That and the bodyguards out front and inside.
The moment you step in, it's like immediately Kabul has just been shut out and you've entered into a place where you feel like you can relax. We would always go and celebrate there because he just was able to create such an oasis. It was pretty amazing.
Erin Jensen has lived in Kabul for 7 years with her children and her husband, who works for the international school there. They were regulars at the Taverna and they knew Hamade well.
As soon as we would walk in the door, he'd ask us about our children. He'd ask us about the school. He knew personal things about us, which, to be honest, for a while I thought was maybe just something specific to us. But it didn't take long, you know, maybe a year or two into being here, I realized that's how he interacted with all of his clients. He knew everyone.
And he especially loved children. He had two daughters of his own, and Jensen remembers how Hamade held her infant daughter one evening at the restaurant.
And he said to me when I went to get her back, he said, you know, holding this baby reminds me of my family. It makes me miss my family. A lot of times I can just kind of forget. That's kind of how you survive in Kabul, is you kind of have to shut the outside world out a little bit.
When the outside world did abruptly burst in and the restaurant was attacked this past January, Hamade led his staff out a back door to safety. He then reportedly went back inside to try and help his patrons.
We feel as if his death brought home to us all the dangers and the suffering that Afghanis and expatriates in Kabul are going through. Before that, it was a distant event, a distant news, but now it brought it home to our house and my family and our family.
This violence is a daily reality for many families in Afghanistan. Elections are a month out, but it remains to be seen if a change in leadership will really change this daily reality all that much. Taverna du Liban owner Kamal Hamade was 60 years old. For The World, I'm Nina Porzuki.